hear what it says in the papers, is Pádraic Lodge.
Ministers and senior officials expect a new package of cost of living measures will be needed in the coming weeks as the government scrambles to alleviate the impact of rising energy prices and inflation. So reports Pat Leahy in the Irish Times. The Taoiseach Micheál Martin and the Minister for the Environment Eamon Ryan both indicated that further measures would be considered, while three other ministers told the paper that more government intervention would be necessary. The Times also reports that the government is discussing contingency plans with industry to organise energy rationing if the Ukraine war leads to an interruption in supplies of Russian oil and gas into European markets. According to the Irish Independent, families face paying up to 50% more for power at peak times under plans to limit the impact of the energy crisis. A report from environment correspondent Caroline O'Doherty says that almost 750,000 households where smart meters have been installed could be charged more during the 5 to 7pm peak. Minister Eamon Ryan commented that peak time demand has to be reduced. The Irish Daily Star, the Irish Sun and the Herald all give front page coverage to comments by a senior Garda to his officers circulated in an email telling male members of the force that beards should only be grown on rest days or while on annual leave, and advising them that if a beard hasn't established itself within a fortnight, then it's time to admit defeat. Gardaí told to come clean is the headline in the Star. It's Garda bristleblower for the Sun. Animal welfare charities are coming under severe pressure due to the number of dogs being taken into care. That's covered in the Irish Daily Mail. John Burns, owner and founder of Burns Pet Nutrition, said a feature of the pandemic was large numbers of people getting pets. But since last summer, there's been a big increase in pet surrenders to rescues and animal welfare charities. A report in the Irish Examiner suggests that an 11th-hour decision to fund a ferry service to Dursley Island in West Cork to replace the cable car while it's being repaired will do little to help businesses that rely on tourism. Rosario O'Neill, who owns a house that is let through Airbnb, said that while a ferry service is great news for farmers and people who live on the island, he fears it won't be any use for tourists. And locals have also expressed concern about the lack of detail on how often the ferry will run. According to figures published in The Herald, one-third of NCT centres around the country had more vehicles fail than pass on their first attempt last year. Potholes and poor roads are being blamed for so many failures, and we're told front suspension defects were the most common reason for test failure. And the final series of Derry Girls is to air on Channel 4 from the 12th of April. Following the completion of filming last year, writer Lisa McGee revealed it was always the plan to say goodbye after the third series. Interviewed in the Irish News, she said the upcoming episodes would be one last adventure for the cast and their beloved characters.